Blog Talk Radio.
She never slows down. She doesn't know why, but she knows that when she's all alone, feels like it's all coming down. She won't turn around.
The movement, and we're live today. It goes down today. We're going to have an exclusive hot show. It's going to be going down, and our subject today is basically, can you actually, you know, have a friend of the opposite sex, and it's nothing more than just friendship? And then also, can you have sex with a friend and still continue the friendship? And also, what exactly is friends with benefits? Also, make sure that you go ahead and log on to www.streetqueensmovement.name.com. Also, make sure that you email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com if you want to contact us about any upcoming projects or things that you want us to help you or you want to donate. Also, check out our MySpace page. And also, make sure that you guys respect all the callers and panelists on the line in the Queens. If you are, you will be bumped off. We are live on Street Queens, the movement, and we're going to the phone lines to go bring in our queens. Peace, Queen Emma.
Peace, Queen.
How you doing today?
I'm okay on the Twitter check-in.
That's what it is. I've been twitting like crazy, man.
You already know.
Peace, Queen Felicia. How you doing?
Peace, Lesh. What's up?
Ain't nothing much. We were supposed to have, you know, actually somebody here earlier, but we're actually going to go through, you know, the whole show in regards to the whole situation about friends. You know, exactly, can you have friends of the opposite sex and actually still be friends, really? Is there any sex involved? That's really fun. That's really fun, though. Oh, I also want to announce, that we found our winner for our Street Queens contest, essay contest. Her name was Jasmine, and she received her $200 a day. And pictures, it will be posted on the Street Queens the Movement link site and also E2K. She was very happy, and she, you know, she said thank you, and the thank you letter will be posted on the site and stuff, and pictures of her and a copy of her essay and everything. But I think Felicia can take it from here and tell us more about this subject.
Well, I don't have the article because I don't have my computer right now. You guys, do you have it?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
You have it? You have it, Emma? Can you pull it up?
Give me a time. But you could keep talking in the meantime.
No, because I want the title. But basically, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, having friends of the opposite sex and if there's boundaries, or is it really like, are you women talking about you have all these male friends, are they really like substitutes, backup boyfriends? You know what I mean? That's basically what it is. So we want the callers to call in and just talk about, you know, their thoughts or if they've ever been in a situation with a friend that actually became a lover, or, you know what I mean, or it was just, you know, friends with benefits, or if it was just strictly platonic. Like, how do people manage having friends of the opposite sex, especially when in relationships too?
Oh, actually, the title is called The Will and Grace Complex. Are you using your male best friend as a substitute?
Exactly. But see, Will and Grace, he's gay.
Yeah, that's
weird. Wouldn't even give her a baby.
That's what we're trying to say. Because you don't automatically have to be gay to have a, you know, to have a male best friend. He doesn't have to be gay.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we all got male best friends. Like, you guys, you have male best friends, right, Emma? That are just like your friends, like that is your homeboy.
Yeah. I do have a male best friend. I've had maybe 3 in my whole lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I mean, with only one male best friend, which was my very first one ever having a male best friend, and I was much younger in my teens. The relationship was very good. It was a very tight bond. And then we crossed that boundary, the boundary of friends crossing into lovers. Because what happens is because you get so close, you feel that, you know, you want to share everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we did the mistake and crossed that boundary. But the good thing about that was that we were able to salvage still our friendship. Our friendship is 20-plus years. But we were able to salvage that because we were able to sit down and really ask ourselves the truth. Like, do we want to do this, or do we love our friendship? Do we love what we share, that we can just talk and not feel uncomfortable next to each other and not have the, you know, the jealousy and all that stuff that comes when you get intimate with somebody? And we decided on our friendship. We definitely chose our friendship more because, like we said, we can have sex with just any, you know, with whoever we want to. But to have a friendship, an actual best friend, you know, relationship, you don't find that just with anybody. So we chose, you know, to be friends, and we continued to be friends from there. At the beginning, yeah, it was a little awkward because, you know, we crossed that, so it's a little awkward. But after that, when we both really decided on, no, our friendship is worth a lot more than just us, you know, getting in bed or whatever, then it just automatically stood that way. So I think it's really what you make of it. I mean, of course, a man and a woman's, you know, it's just instincts to, you know, kind of things to happen. But if you already establish what the relationship is about, then, you know, that will be respected all the way through.
Yeah, that's always important, too, to establish, like, exactly what the situation is going to be before you even deal with a person. Like, what are you looking for? You know what I mean? Like, Because you never know, the attraction is there. So a guy may, you know, when the guys come to you, but I just want to be your friend. You don't want to be my friend. You picturing me naked right now, like.
Right.
You know?
No, but you know what, though? I had a male best friend. This was my daughter's godfather a long time ago. I lost contact. He was my best friend. He was there when I was pregnant with my daughter. I was married. He just was there. And he just, I mean, he cared about me and stuff a lot. You know, and we crossed that boundary one time. But then we realized, nah, this ain't,
mm-hmm.
We can't do this. It's like, you know, we better off being best friends. Cause, and then I had a situation with a guy. We were best friends in college, cool homies, right? But when we tried to start to have a relationship, it was, like, worser. Like, it was more problems. I had gotten to more of arguments with him being in a relationship.
Right. Not all the time and necessarily that works when you, you know, when you have sex. But it's a human thing, you know? I mean, you're sharing hours and you're sharing your life with someone and, you know, you're opening up to someone. So, you know, you become vulnerable in a way. You know, and
yeah,
you feel,
yeah,
wow, this person really understands, you know, that they truly love you. So it's like almost natural for a woman to want to, you know, follow up with just the nurturing, the holding, the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That type of, and who better with your best friend that he's the one there every time you're crying or complaining or whatever, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But then is that what you want?
You
know? Yeah, and he sees you when you're ugly, you don't have your hair done, you know, nails done, whatever, and a doobie, and it's like, you know, so you kind of get comfortable. But is that really what, you know, the question is that really why you're looking for a male best friend? Because you're looking for that comfort, or you really truly are just, you know, in a friendship?
We got a caller on the line, caller from the block number. You're live with the Queens, and we're talking about, can you just be friends?
Call her from the block, straight up. What's up with
y'all?
Yada.
You know.
Yada. Why you blocking your call?
Yeah, my number always come up blocked.
He's trying to be a surprise. He's just trying to be a surprise.
You know, yeah. I'm just listening in, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a wonderful thing to hear a woman's perspective, you know. So.
So what do you think?
Huh? Say it again.
What do you
feel about it?
What's your take on having the opposite sex as a friend?
Well,
especially when there's an attraction.
Yeah, I know it's kind of well. I got a few scenarios. I do got a few scenarios. You know? I got a scenario where I regret we took it to the next level.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't want as much as she wanted. I was just scared. So. That kind of, I guess she kind of felt led on, even though I was clear about, you know what I'm saying, I don't want anything serious. And, you know, I know we partners, but I just want to, you know what I'm saying? We just want the experiment.
It's crazy because women just like, they be like, oh, no, but we're getting along so good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to take it to the next level, but it's like, you got to remember.
What about the men that want to take it to the next level? What about the men that want to take it to the next level, though, that pressure you into the next level?
I know, I'm telling you.
They can't just deal with the friendship. They want more. So what did you do then?
Then it's got to stop. Everything's got to stop. End of the road.
I guess it happened both ways, though. You know what I'm saying? But I kind of regret that. I wish I could have my friend back. But, you know.
Oh,
wow.
See?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I wanted my
I
friend
knew
back.
It.
After that. You feel me? Because I didn't want that. I didn't, you know what I mean?
So why didn't you stop that? Like, when it was there, why didn't you say, you know what, I prefer to have, you know, I want my friend. Like, well, I want to be friends. Or you just let the other emotion or the other head think. Like, what was that?
Basically, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest, you know what I'm saying? I'm a man, so yeah. It was the other head that I was thinking. And now that I'm older, I make more analytical decisions, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like there's a possibility of it crossing the line. I know how to apply that discipline, so
okay.
I won't go there.
See, it's all about that discipline, man, self-discipline.
I mean, that comes with age and maturity, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it does.
And women kind of mature a little faster than me, and I will admit that. Because women, y'all on some next level. Because all we could think about is that all day.
Maybe 20 years old, ready to get married.
And then I have some female friends who was cool with it. They was like, okay, we just going to be that type of buddies. All right. You know what I'm saying? So it was, you know, it's all good.
What you called it? What buddies?
I left it blank. homie lover friend, bedroom buddies, whatever.
Oh, bedroom buddies. Okay.
Bed buddies.
Friends would that be under the same line as friends with benefits?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly the same thing.
Okay. What is a friend with benefits? Explain that. And is that dangerous?
It is dangerous. It's like playing with fire because
one
of the parties is catching feelings.
You know what it is, though, to me, for me personally? I feel like this is just my own personal, you know what I mean? Not every man's view, but I feel if you come to the table and you got a good understanding with somebody and everybody's clear, then it could be cool. There's no deception. You're saying, okay, here's where we're going to go. These are the boundaries we're going to cross. These are the boundaries we're not going to cross. As long as it's setting everybody clear about what it is, man. Yeah.
I mean, but you know what? You can be clear. I mean, you know, grant that, okay, you have the conversation, everything is understood. But what happens when the emotions take place? Like when emotions start arising, all that, we're not going to do this and we're going to do that. When emotions are there, it's like all that is forgotten, you know, because
like,
everybody starts thinking
somebody.
with the different head. You know what I mean? Everybody's thinking with different head. It's like, okay, emotions, you know, take over. So what do you do then?
Ladies, we got another caller on the line.
Yeah,
don't answer that question.
Then you rediscuss it.
caller
from the... And then you rediscuss it, and everything's cool, and then it goes right back, and it's a cycle.
caller from the 646. Can you answer that question for us?
Peace. What's going on?
Peace. What's going on, family?
How you doing? How's everybody doing? This is Heron. What's the question again? Can men and women be friends?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course. I mean, does it happen often? No, but of course it can happen. You know,
exactly.
I mean,
when there's a physical attraction.
I mean, to be very frank and honest with you, most of the female friends I've had,
You've done them. You've given them spanking.
So, I mean, no.
Those are the people that are
real.
Closest to you.
We're talking real. I mean, so.
Well, okay, now let me ask you something. You guys have crossed that line because it was understood from the beginning, or is just that emotions then took over as you guys got to know each other?
Both scenarios. As I said before. Don't get me wrong. Now there are women, you know, in my life that I actually said, okay, well, this is what this is. This is what this will stay, and we're not going to cross that boundary. You know, what I mean, for whatever reason, I think it's very important for a man to have platonic female friends,
straight
so
up.
You can get a better insight into the female mind, and you know, I mean, you can just, you know, just have that variety of people in your life. I think that's very important.
That's right.
True.
You know, so because no one can give you better advice on a woman than a woman.
Really?
I firmly believe that men don't really know shit at the time. So, you know,
said from a man. It is said from a man.
Will have you walk into the fire.
It's so simple. The simple thing.
And you gotta as a man though, I learned that you gotta watch the friendships that you have with some of these women, because especially if there's some women out there who feel that their best male friend understands them better than their husbands or their boyfriends.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
doesn't that cause jealousy?
Not only can it cause jealousy, it can cause somebody showing up at your front door butt naked at 3 a.m. in the morning.
That's real.
Exactly. It's like a
substitute.
He's her friend
because
he's possibly a substitute for if things don't work out, I have my male friend that I can confide in.
Exactly. You know, as
Is that a woman standing naked in front of another man's door, or there's another man naked in front of another man? What's going on?
I had a female naked in my house. I don't know. maybe some other brothers had it in a particularly other different place.
That's another topic. Okay.
That's a completely different topic.
Yeah, for another show.
Exactly. So.
But I think it goes back to like what you said and what kind of we've been saying before the new caller stepped in was that, you know, you kind of got to kind of establish where you want to go in that relationship. I think in any relationship, in any relationship that you have, you got to have some set goal for that friendship or that developing friendship, especially like if you already know, I mean, we know when we're feeling another way that is not, friendship-like, when we're starting to see other things or maybe a twinge of jealousy because we see them with someone else or whatever, then and there we have to then kind of ask ourselves, wait a minute, where is this going? Where do I want this to go? If I was to see my male best friend, like I said, it happened to me one time. I have three male best friends in my whole lifetime. It only happened with one, with the very first one, and that never happened again. Why? Because there was already set boundaries between, the friendship. This is what it is. It's a friendship, And I've had plenty of arguments with men I've dated and all that because they're like, oh, why you always, with your best friend, or why you talk to him, and why you don't talk to me, and it's been that type of thing. But you know why? Because I don't have to worry about sleeping with him, and I don't sleep with him. You know what I'm saying? Him and I are not intimate, so that's why he speaks to me and tells me what it is, honestly. I'm sleeping with you, so you're going to tell me whatever it is so I don't leave you. It's a difference.
We got a caller on the line. We got a caller on the line.
I have something to say.
Yeah, caller from 857. 857. Caller from 857-221. You want me to say your whole phone number?
Maybe they just want to listen. Lush, you know how people call in just to want to listen?
But I didn't get a chance to answer what y'all asked.
I have something to say. What about when you said, okay, the man, you guys both have an agreement and you set the boundaries, and you guys really don't know each other that well because you just met. But it's like, what are you looking for? Boom, this is what I'm looking for right now. This is going on in my life.
Can I answer that?
Hello?
Listen.
Hello?
I had a female friend share with me, right? A couple of female friends confirmed with me that women, and I don't know if this is true in all case of every woman, but I've had a couple of female friends admit to me that most women, when they meet a guy, they know if something's going to go down with them sexually in the future or not. They make it up
in
their mind.
That's the truth.
They know if they're going to and they know if they're not. That dude is absolutely off limits.
So what is the basis of this conversation if that's the
truth
then?
Okay, so my point is, men, we kind of do the same thing too. So we meet somebody,
exactly.
We know it's not. We like, nah, that's always going
to
be my friend.
But what happens? You set the boundaries, and then listen, y'all don't know each other. You set the boundaries. Now y'all chilling, and y'all really liking each other, and y'all doing things that lovers do. But y'all set the boundaries. It ain't going nowhere. Then what?
I mean,
you stopped feeling her. You didn't know
how to come back to the table.
You set the boundaries.
Yeah,
that's when the emotion.
Nothing is set in stone, right? We humans, so we go back and
forth. We're not
immune
to each other.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, can y'all explain to me this situation, right? You got these situations with a guy and a girl. The guy tells the girl, look, man, I don't want to have no babies. I don't want to do nothing. I don't want no relationship. You know what I'm saying? we going to smash. We going to have intercourse. We going to do what we do. You do you, I do me, right? But then she ends up getting pregnant by this dude, right? But they just friends, right? Friends with benefits.
And it's baby mama, baby daddy with benefits.
Then that's baby mama, baby daddy. Then they end up staying together and they say, well, dog, we just friends. What happened?
What happened is that somebody had a baby. They just friends. I mean, I mean, in a particular situation like that, just because you've had a child with someone doesn't mean that this person is relationship material, man.
But still, you do the things that lovers do, because, I mean, raw sex, that should be, like, in a committed relationship. I mean, condoms,
it
people.
Should. I agree.
It should. There's a lot of things. I feel that a lot of things should be a certain way. Are they that way?
Yeah.
No. You know what I mean? You know. A lot of people, you know, a lot of people should be doing a lot of things, man.
What is the definition of an actual friend? Opposite of man. What is the definition of an actual friend?
Should I, you want to go first, bro, or what?
Friends, which one?
Which one? Because I'm sure me and him probably going to agree on certain things, but, you know, he is a whole separate man. You know what I'm saying? So, and I respect his perspective.
You can go ahead first, bro. You know
okay,
what I mean?
It's all good.
All right, man. Go ahead.
I mean, you know, but, I mean, for me, it's like this. If I set those boundaries and I know we're not going to go there, we're not going to go there. And to me, a friend is truly a friend for me. I don't try to use the friendship title to manipulate, to try to, you know, to do any of that, man. If it's a friend, it's a friend. Because I got female friends that it's nothing but a platonic relationship, and I get a lot of feedback from those women, and that's cool. You know what I'm saying? So I respect it just as it is.
Yeah, no intimacy.
Yeah, not at all. I don't want to see him naked. I don't want to see him. I don't want to help him button up in no bra. None of that. I'm cool.
So go ahead, hang on and tell us your definition of a friend.
No, I agree. He pretty much summed it up. I totally agree. But one thing I'd like to ask is what I've often found peculiar, and this is for both sexes. A lot of times, the people that we're in relationships with aren't really our friends.
Wow.
And I think that's a big mistake. I think everybody should start off as being friends first.
Okay.
Is that true? Should you start off as being a friend before you jump into a relationship?
Because if I may just add on to that, a lot of us really don't have, like, a lot of us ain't really in relationships. We just got sex partners, man. You're just saying we're in relationships. No, real talk, man.
I'm abstinent.
You know, real talk. You know what I mean? And you know, I've been in quote unquote. Well, I ain't even gonna lie to you. I only been in like maybe two relationships my whole life. So
wow.
I'm trying to make.
How old are
you?
You got to appreciate.
How old are you?
That's what happened right
here.
Respect.
What happened?
How old are you?
I'm older than 19. Anyway, I'm over 18. So, you know, no. Well, I'll exactly, brother. Exactly. So, you know, it's a situation, and you know that line. I love that line. You know, I'm a grown ass man, because it usually gets you out of a lot of arguments or potential arguments before it happens. You know,
no,
you know,
not here. Not here. That don't save you here.
You know what I mean? But anyway, the point I'm trying to make.
Because you're dealing with grown-ass women here, so that don't save you here.
I mean, that's real, too, though. That's real, too.
You know what, though? That's real, too. So I will say this. I will say this. One of the main reasons why, and I will admit this. I don't usually admit this most of the time. The main reasons why I've only had, like, maybe one or two relationships is that if I'm in a relationship with somebody, this person has to...
And you're nasty. You're nasty.
No, that's the reason why I got into bed with these women. You follow me here, sweet. No, the reason, if I'm going to get into a relationship with a woman, it's going to be a relationship with someone that I do see as my friend, someone that I do see that I can possibly build something with, someone that I can actually share myself with on all levels. You know what I mean?
Compatibility.
Okay. Exactly, compatibility. Other sexual compatibility, although that is important still.
It is.
Let's not lie to each other. You can be the realest motherfucker in the world. You know, if we ain't compatible on that level, you ain't nothing happening. But anyway, the point that I'm trying to make is that I'm not going to be in a relationship with somebody that I can't say at the end of the day, this is my friend. I'm not. I just can't. you know, I just can't see it. And a lot of, you know, the women that, you know, I mean, I was with, they were sex partners.
Now let me ask you something.
Will
looks matter? Will looks matter?
Do looks matter with what? If I settle down
when
with
you,
a woman?
No, not settle down. When you, like you say, when you start where you could be able to tell people, this is my friend, like you can introduce somebody as your friend. Would looks matter? Does it matter that if she's pretty or not or whatever? Would that determine even if you want to pursue a friendship with her?
No, not at all. Not at all. Look, not matter. Not
on.
At all.
I mean, let's all be honest.
No,
brother,
Let me just add something on, please. Now, if we are friends.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Platonic friends.
Mm-hmm.
And looks do not matter.
Okay. But
now,
let me ask you this, bro.
It don't matter if your friend is butt ugly.
Let me ask you this. I mean, and this goes off to the ladies, too, because we all know, right? We all know this.
Right.
Initially, before somebody begins to appeal to you,
attraction
there is that physical attraction first.
Of course there is, brother.
Yeah,
I am not.
No, I'll say that, but
not,
that's not just
not.
To you, bro. That's not just to you. That's to the ladies, too, because ladies pass up probably decent quality men as a result of looks. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think we're so superficial like that with looks, though, when it comes to friends.
Come on, Miss Emma, initially.
We're not. Like, we don't go around and be like, oh, he got a big butt. Like, he got a wide chest. Like, we don't do that because, you know what, us women, we like to really talk and conversate. We're not as physical. Not to say that we can't get physical. Not to say, not to say that we don't look at the physical, but when we looking for friendship, like somebody to talk to and stuff like that, we're not really looking at the physical, whether he got, you know, a big chest or not, his hair's curly or whatever, or his skin is light or dark. Like, that doesn't really play. But now, when you're looking for somebody to sleep with and all that, yeah, there's a preference. Yeah, I want him tall. I want him this, like that. He got to be this way and that way. You know what I mean?
But women measure it kind of different. Like, see, men examine butt, breast, stuff like that. Women measure things based on money.
We can't see. We can't measure. We can't see it. You walking on the street, you don't know.
Does he have all the American trinkets that...
See, it's not fair. It's not fair because a woman could walk down the street and a man could look at her and right away be like, all right, she got a big butt and she got a, you know, big chest or whatever. What happens to us? We got to wait till we know the dude. He take off his passport to know if we're fortunate or not. You know what I mean? To see if we hit the jackpot or not. And after all that time, if he's not fortunate, we don't waste it a lot of time. You feel me? See, but y'all know right off the back.
Y'all know right off the bat, Emma, you blunt. So I mean, look, women can still, cause look, I'm gonna say, like, I've dealt with some females who right off the bat ask me to showcase. They like, man, you know, can I see? I'm like, for sure. You know what I'm saying?
That's tacky, though. That's tacky. What I'm just saying is that, you know, you guys have that better advantage. Yeah, I've done it. But I've already been with somebody. I'm not off the gate. Now I'm walking on the block. Yo, check it out. Can I see you? Can you showcase me? I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? I still got to invest some time to, like, give me a number, take me out to eat. Do I even like them? And then afterwards, I'll be like, oh, you know what? Let me see. Because I'm really wasting a little time here. Like, I need to know. You know, let's be honest. But not off the gate. What I'm trying to say is, you guys off the gate, as soon as you see it, when you can see a cause of fear, whatever, y'all know what it is. Y'all see the package already. We got the wait.
But I'm going to be.
That's all I'm saying.
Hey, hold that thought. We about to go to a quick song and a commercial. When we come back, you know what I'm saying, we're going to definitely talk more about that, you know what I'm saying? And how many actually, you know what I'm saying, friends with benefits can you have? Can you have more than one when we come back?
Yeah. So.
Yes.
Not again. Oh, this ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have, dessert or disaster?
I never thought I'd be in love like this. Before my classes, I could have got his ass. Someone that's only average for advice. OMG, you listen to that, bitch? Woe is me, baby, this is tragic. Cause we had it, we was magic. I was flying, now I'm crashing. This is bad, real bad, Michael Jackson. Now I'm mad, real mad, Joe Jackson. You should leave your boyfriend now. I'ma ask him.
Than I had in the past. Oh, cause I don't wanna make the same mistakes I did. I don't wanna fall back on my face again. Mm-hmm. I'll admit it, I was scared to answer love call. And if it hits, better make it worth the fall. Oh. When it comes around.
You're listening to Lush Radio.
Peace, y'all. This is Nas, Jimmy Black.
Yo, you rocking with your man, TJ.
Yeah, this is your boy, Black Ice.
Your boy, Too Short.
Yeah. It's your man, Boss Hog.
And it's your boy, Ace Him Up.
Yo, this is John Legend.
What's up, man? It's your boy, Renacy.
It's your main man, Tripp, representing the No Coast, Indiana. Triple Platinum Underground.com. Chillin' with Three Queens, the movement. You know how they do it. Holla. One.
Yeah. We're back with the Street Queens, the movement. The panel is live in the building. And we have our gents on the line, and we're talking about basically how many friends with benefits can you actually have, and can you continue to be friends after you have intercourse? Call in at 347-826-7722 and let us know what you think. Also, respect the panelists. Also, we have some celebrity birthdays. May the 28th is Chubb Rock, and we have May the 16th, which is Special Ed. You already know what it is, and we're going to the line. bringing everybody back on. Felicia Sabree, Yadada Renacy.
Yeah.
And your boy here on DeMarco, one third of Sound Disorder, the one and only Emma of E2K Magazine.
I just want to shout out the Boston Celtics.
That's what it is. We have a new caller that's live in the building. We're going to try this again. 857, you're live in the building.
What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Miss Toy, on the check-in. Hey, Miss Toy, peace.
Hey.
Hello. I was in the Matrix, y'all. I was listening to the conversation, but my voice wasn't being heard, so I was just quietly, patiently waiting. I got brought in.
Oh, how do you feel, Toy? Friends with benefits and emotions and establishing from jump. How do you feel?
Well, first and foremost, I think, you know, the game is all chopped and screwed. You know what I mean? A lot of people are playing a lot of games. They're not being fair to themselves or fair to the people that they get involved with. I mean, a lot of, and we can't blame it all on the men anymore, ladies, because girls got more game than most of the men nowadays. So, therefore, you got to keep it real with yourself and pay attention when you get involved with somebody, you know, and they tell you, oh, I'm just trying to be friend, because I don't know if y'all ladies experienced this, but every dude, the first thing they ask you, do you have a man? And if you say yes, well, I'm not trying to be your man. I'm not trying to meet your man. So it's like, what are you trying to do? Oh, okay. You want to be a friend with benefits, right? Okay, I just want to be your friend. Okay, you want to be my friend. What does a friend mean? You trying to take me out to the movies and I have a man, or what? You want to come through late night when my man's not around? What are you really trying to get into?
Oh, when I'm having problems, I can call you and you can tell
right,
me what to
exactly.
do. Right,
exactly. It gets real sticky. So I think, you know, for men, because there's some men that are sensitive, you know, and they're really looking for a woman that could be a real woman for them and a stand-up woman and, you know, deal with them, you know, exclusively. But then there's some men that don't really want to get into a relationship, but they'll front like they do just to get the woman interested, and then be like, well, you're not my girl, so I can do what I want to do after you done been to bed with them. So it's like everybody just has to pay attention and take what you want from the relationship, but be honest about what you want from the door, so there's not no complications. You know what I mean?
I mean, 80% of the time there's complications when sex is involved.
True.
But I'm trying to ask, how many friends with benefits can an individual have?
Oh, that's just unsafe and real crazy. Like,
that's individually defined.
Yeah, true story. But, like, think about it. Let's say you're, like, a female that maybe you don't want a relationship because you've been scorned. You know what I mean? There's dudes that you've been in relationships that, you had your heart broken or you don't trust men or whatever. And there's women that run around and they have friends with benefits. The only thing that they look for from a man is that physical, that, you know, that physical relationship. They don't want to be able to be vulnerable or let a man really know how they really feel. They just dealing with dudes just sleeping with them. And that, to me, is just scary.
Mm-hmm.
Unsafe.
That's not safe.
That's crazy.
I don't know, man.
You can't have as many.
It's like,
as
really
many
and truly, what is the perfect age to really settle down and be in a committed relationship? Especially the way times are, I think it's much safer to just have a girlfriend. You know what I mean? Than one partner. Than, you know, just being happy and having sex with different people around the world. Like, I mean, it's I don't know. It's like, what is
not only, not only being happy, but when you're sitting in the clinic, then you got to start counting, like, damn. Was it Jessica, Maria? Let me see. No, that week I wasn't. No, I think it was with Kathy. Okay, I can't recall.
Yeah,
like,
you
that's
can't
horrible.
Even pinpoint, you can't even pinpoint where you got your cooties from.
I was going to say, I don't want to talk over you. Go ahead.
Nah, I was just saying just that. That's all. No worries.
I don't know. I feel like when it just comes to females, like old boy said, like, we mature at an early age. Well, the ones of us that have our heads on right mature at a very young age. So, I mean, if you're a stand-up woman, you're not looking to be intimate with this one and that one and this one and that one and this one and that one. You know what I mean? You actually want to find a friend first, you know, and if he's your friend, okay, maybe 3, 4, 6 months down the line, then you guys get intimate, cool. Then, you know, 6 months later, you guys are exclusive. Like, that's cool, you know what I mean? But it's just, it's difficult. I got, you just have to be on the same page with a person from jump. Like, it, you have to. You can't get into it as an adult and not have no boundaries from the beginning. They have to be there.
But I was going to add, right, in addition to what you're saying, right, I took a sociology class, right, in college. And I practically debated with my professor about a cultural difference between what America produces as far as values and people who come from their traditional backgrounds, like, you know, traditional African backgrounds, traditional Latin backgrounds, traditional Asian backgrounds, right? There's more of a sense in when it comes, I mean, there's more, I don't know, values when it comes to cultivating a relationship, a decent one, you know what I mean? Overall, America kind of presents itself like, it's cool to have a temporary relationship, so that's what people jump on that bandwagon and just do. So, because America don't push it. It teaches you to get together for the wrong reasons. Oh, that person got money. That person right there got a nice big butt. It was like, man.
Exactly.
So when all the money is gone and that person's butt flattens out.
And
then,
or their personality sucks. It's like, damn, I can't do nothing with you.
So, the wrong reasons.
I just asked a quick question.
So what?
I just wanted to ask like a quick question. Going on to what you just said right there. I don't know if I checked recently, but during economic downturns, recessions, or this is damn near a depression that we're in, the divorce rate usually goes up.
Wow, it's already at 50%.
That means that a lot of people are bouncing. A lot of people are bouncing on each other during tough times, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that a friend does?
But can I introduce something else? Can I
introduce
something?
That's definitely not something that a friend does.
Okay, so why are these people getting married to these people if they're not really
your
friends?
Those people don't understand
what
marriage is, for one, because once you get married, you're not supposed to get divorced, for one. You're supposed to work it out no matter what it is, and people don't work it out.
It's values, man. Like for instance, right? I use Africa, right? That's what my people do.
I mean, if you got married for the right
reason, out there like that,
then you definitely should work it out. But if somebody done got married for money or for other reasons, then it wasn't gonna last anyway. You know what
so
I mean?
So, in your opinion, how many people actually do get married for the right reasons? Just
out of that 50%, probably like who knows. I don't even know, 7%. Who the hell knows?
It's like, did anybody
in
see
America,
yesterday?
I mean,
anybody see yesterday E on Hip Hop Live?
People don't have values. People don't
Felicia,
have family values. Go ahead.
Yesterday, did you see on Hip Hop Wives on the E channel? Did you see that?
I didn't see it.
You
I
didn't see it
because
it was talking about Mos Def, the wife that he has. He met her in 4 days. And she was like a stripper and a gold digger and all that. And 4 days of knowing her, he went to the Justice of Peace and married her. And he's a Muslim man. Like, he's supposed to be a knowledgeable Muslim dude and all that. And in 4 days, he went and married a stripper.
And what's the status?
Hey, y'all. We got another call on the line. Lines are getting hot. Call on the 646. You're live with the Street Queens and Kings. What's poppin'?
Yo, this is John Skills. I'm just calling and listening. I haven't really heard what y'all talking about, but it sounds like a good conversation thus far.
Well, I guess one of the ladies can inform you.
Yeah, somebody reiterate for this dude. You know what I'm saying? Come on in, bro.
Go ahead, King. Yada.
Oh, okay. I'll see if I can sum it up quick. Because I came in, I caught it kind of on a very light too, but. From when I came in, it was talking about friends who benefits, what true relationships and stuff is, or, you know what I mean, what makes a long-lasting relationship, you know, and where the values are at, and why do people marry, and for what reasons, you know what I'm saying?
And can a man and a woman be friends
without
a man and a woman could be friends. That's possible. Well, it depends on what type of relationship. It depends on what type of relationship you're talking about, though.
That's real. But you know what? Like best friend, like friendship, like a friend, like him becoming a woman's best friend.
Platonic.
Yeah,
well,
I mean that's possible. It's not like it's never been done on the face of the earth. I mean, you know, it can happen. It's just that these days it's extremely rare. And most of the time, you know, when a woman hooks up with a man, there's some type of ulterior motive. Or even when a man hooks up with a woman, there's ulterior motive there as well.
Mm-hmm. Well,
can
I share an experience, y'all? Because we're about to talk some real talk. This is Miss Toy speaking. I have a friend of mine that has been a friend of mine for over 15 years, and he's very close to me. I call him my best friend. He's in a relationship now, I'm in a relationship now, and we give each other advice on our relationships, and we introduce one another to our, you know, our girlfriend and boyfriend as best friends, okay? But the truth of the matter is that nobody really knows, and I hope nobody that knows us is listening, is that when we first met, he had initially tried to get with me, you know, and it was like we tried it. It didn't work. We figured out that we were better off as friends. Decided we were going to be friends for a couple of years. Tried it again. It didn't work. And then we were like, okay, I love you as my friend. You're going to be my friend forever. Cool. But it didn't start off like that. You know
okay.
what I mean?
How far
I feel like
that happens.
It's crazy because it's like, you know, you want to be able to say that a male and a female can just be friends, but if you're really friends with that person and you respect them and you have love for them, you always are curious about how they could be for you. You know what I mean? Like, I really honestly believe that everybody tests the waters in some way. I really believe
this show
no matter
really
the point
hot.
You establish, you're analyzing that person, you're observing that person, you know what I mean? And that person may end up being having all the qualities and characters that you actually wanted, you know what I mean? But sometimes guys let that go because it's like that's not what they wanted and they wait for it to come along again. Or maybe it may not come along because y'all so stubborn.
I'd like to ask a question for the guys, for the dudes. If they've experienced this huge double standard, what I often find is that it's cool that for a lot of women in relationships to have like a whole bunch of male friends, and it's not supposed to really be a big deal, but let that brother have one female friend.
Yeah, but
let that brother have that one female
that.
Friend. And
yes,
you
sir.
Wanted
yes.
a hot lamp. You wanted a hot lamp. You getting interrogated.
No, she gotta trust
she's running,
you.
She's running up in the phone book. She's checking the texts, the emails, the whole nine yards. Brothers, holler at me. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna keep it real though. That has some truth value though. But that's because of the way things are these days. You know what I'm saying? It's like.
Mm-hmm.
So the situation, you know, between man and woman is just all screwed up. And the trust, and a lot of times what happens, and I'm speaking on behalf of men, but I gotta keep it official though.
No,
a lot of times what men do is a man will have he'll have a wife and then he'll have three women on the side. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times and I'm not saying that a wife can't cheat. What I'm saying is a lot of times the woman's home with the kids while he's out with five or six women. That has been known to happen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like that don't happen. And that's where they learning that vicariously. It's not like they just born and they just saying, okay, we don't trust men. You look at the lifestyle you live in, and I speak from experience because I used to do that. But I don't do that no more. So I get a different level of respect now. So, yo, I go back to the old saying, you want respect, you got to give it, man.
Okay.
And that's the bottom line is respect.
Right.
You know, on that night, we have a caller. We got another caller live in the building. Caller from 347. You know, you're live in the building with the Street Queens and King. What's poppin'?
Is that me?
That's you.
Is that me, Lissette, Street Queen?
Oh, hey, what up, Queen P?
I'm back.
Welcome, baby.
Just got in from work. What's good?
So can a woman and a man be friends, Lissette? Platonic?
Platonic friends, males and females?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus. What did I want?
I think that, yes, there's a such thing as platonic friendship. However, I think that there's a set of rules that come with that, you know, do's and don'ts. You know, we're at work, we're cool. If we want to grab lunch, cool. But after work, keep it there. You know, it's like, if you have buddies at work, keep the buddies at work. I'm kind of like old-fashioned. There's a thing called he's my best friend, my man's my best friend, you know. I think people could have relationships with one another, but the question is, what do you want out of your relationship? How far do you want to go? And do friends play a part of that? You know what I'm saying? If you want to be serious with somebody, there's certain things that you just got to stop. You know what I mean? Not everything, but there's a degree. There's a set of rules that come with having
why if you have a male best friend, right, and you guys are platonic and there's nothing going on and you meet his girlfriends and his baby mothers and, you know, and everything is good or whatever, why can't it be the same with you? Like, why can't you introduce your best friend to your man and y'all have then invite him over with him and his wife? And why can't it be that type of thing?
That's very possible. That's what I'm saying. It's very possible. However, there's a thing called respect, you know.
John.
You can't have, let's say, your male best friend joke around with you, you know, to a certain point. Like, you got to maintain this respect. Because I've seen it. I've seen people, like, kind of take it over the top. You know, the man gets mad. I don't know. I'm real iffy about it. You know what I mean?
What would be the level of respect that you see would, like, that you're forcing? Like, what is, you know what I mean? Like, what exactly is the level that you're talking about?
What are these rules?
Okay,
I want to know what these rules are. What are the rules?
Okay, calling after a certain time. Not being upfront about it with your man is not cool. You got to be able to be like, listen, you know, this is my best friend. And if he's cool people, then you know what? Cool. Y'all can all have dinner. Y'all can all go out. But I don't want to hear his female best friend talk about, oh, you are a faggot. Excuse my language. Because me, yo, I don't play that. I don't like that. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yo, respect them, because I don't come out like that. Don't come out like that. You know, y'all can be cool, whatever. There's a degree, you know. There's a degree of everything. I don't know if it's
just
me.
That's real.
Okay.
That's real.
Yeah, no secret friendships.
But if my best friend might be attracted to you, but you're not attracted to him, so he's like flirting when he sees you, like trying to, you know what I mean, push up a little bit. But
yeah, what if you start cock blocking? What if you start cock blocking?
Always blood's got to throw.
The woodwork with them questions. I gotta ask a quick question. For all the women on the phone, are all your male friends ugly? All your male friends unattractive?
Unattractive.
Are they unattractive?
No, my male best friend is not unattractive, but he's not what I would look for in a man. But he's not unattractive. He's very handsome at that, and he gets a lot of girls and all that, happy, whatever. But, you know, the level of friendship I have with him is strictly that. Like, I know his family. He know my family. Like, we, you know, we do holidays. I introduce him, you know, to my man. He introduced me to his baby mother, his wife, whatever. Like, it's that type of thing. Like, you know what I mean? I hang out with his wife. He hangs out with my man. And, that, you know, and it's that. It's like a brother and sister.
What if your man becomes intimidated by your male best friend?
He got to handle that because my male best friend is there, will always be there, and he'll come in, men come and go, but friends, real good friends, remain.
I got a better question.
Mm-hmm.
For the females, I got a better question. Can you be friends with a man that's your type?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
My first one. My
real.
First.
Who
yes.
Said that?
Because if he's gonna take advantage of that, then it's a wrap.
No, yes, like, I could
that
say
you
yes
have a
because
crush on him basically that means that's your type because you know females get crushes. You know what I'm saying?
My first male best friend. He's definitely my type. He continues to be my type, and we crossed that line. You know, like I said, but we were able to sit down and really, really, you know, talk to each other and say, "Damn, do we want to continue?" I mean, the sex is good and all that, but.
You know,
is the friendship, is it worth, you know, losing what we have as far as a friendship? Because good sex you can have, you know what I'm saying, but that doesn't always last. Like, after a while, whatever, for whatever reason, it'll deteriorate. But a friendship can last years and years, and we decided on the friendship. We chose the friendship.
I think it depends on the situation and the individual, because if, let's say, you have a best friend, he's good-looking or whatever, but you're in a happy relationship, That's not gonna affect anything. However, if you are a single woman, if you're single, you know what I'm saying, and you got nothing to lose, why not?
That's true. And at the time I was single, he was single, so it was like we weren't really hurting anybody.
Oh, come on,
I'll be very honest. I'll be very honest. Your real talk, I could not be friends with a woman that looks like Sanaa Lathan or like Megan Good or shit like that. I couldn't. Like, if I bumped into a woman like that and she was like, "Oh, let's just be friends," I will tell her, "Hell no, no, I'm sorry, I cannot."
I don't want to be your friend.
I will tell her.
You don't want to be a friend.
No. No.
Not knowing what could happen afterwards, see?
But I can do that. I can do that. I have a lot of attractive female friends. I can do that.
You only have ugly friends, that's what you're saying? You only have ugly girlfriends? So you only have ugly friends as far as female friends? They got to be ugly?
Well, I said in the beginning of the conversation that I slept with most of the women that I have that I'm friends with.
You said some you didn't. So those are the ugly ones?
Are you still friends with him?
What happened?
Are you still friends with him?
Is that your type?
No.
And it's not always having sex with the ugly one. Sometimes it's just the one that's attractive.
I'm asking something different, bro. Are you still friends with him?
You had sex with the ugly friend, too, didn't you?
One.
Sex with the ugly friend.
One I'm still friends with. The other two, no.
Okay.
The other two, no.
Now, why did that one last? Now, why are you friends with just that one and not the other two? What's the difference between her and the other two?
There you go, a personality.
Yeah, man. That happens. Look.
Women,
we look for attractive personalities, too. We're not just robots. And
right, exactly.
We don't just walk around looking for big butts and bras.
You know? You're right. Okay, good.
To walk by.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
it don't hurt.
Yeah, we got two callers on the line, and we also got a comment in the chat room. The comment in the chat room was from KCFB Radio. They said that if the person is your type, you already know it's going to become a relationship. Then they said because he's your type, you're going to express things different in a different way to him because you got feelings in a different level.
Uh-oh.
Mm.
Answer that, lady.
That's a good point right there.
That's what they said. And we got a caller from the 213, and I'm going to bring CG on.
Uh-oh.
Also. The caller from the 213.
CG.
Yeah, what's happening?
What's happening?
Yeah, this is Rick calling from L.A.
Straight up.
Rick Frost, National Street Buzz Entertainment. Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Rick.
I just want to throw a little word in there that usually creates a lot of situations. Curiosity.
Ooh.
Because when someone becomes that level of a best friend, it's because there are so many qualities that you like about that person. Am I right?
Right.
Does that spark that curiosity?
That's why the cat is dead.
And oftentimes, when you go to that level, that relationship is no longer the same. That friendship is no longer the same because there's a realm that you've reached with that person that you wasn't supposed to really cross.
Mm-hmm.
But you know,
and
I mean, I was going to say, unless you exercise another word, and it's called discipline.
Exactly.
You know.
When discipline takes the forefront over curiosity.
Come on, preach, brother, preach.
That's
you sound like a preacher.
Level of respect, right? No.
Curiosity gets brothers and sisters into a whole lot of things.
Yo, it's before, even before discipline and curiosity, you got to also, the respect is first. Because once you lose the respect, then you lose the discipline, and then you become curious.
Discipline. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And see, what it is that oftentimes we say we're friends with somebody. Oh, they're cool and everything. Yeah, they are cool to you. And that's the thing. And oftentimes what happens is within that relationship that you do have going, that partner of yours might not be acting quite right at a certain time. And you talking to this friend that looks even more attractive. Mm. And that curiosity starts to step out. You say, well, I wonder if I went to that realm, would it be better than what I'm dealing with right now?
Grass is always green on the other side, they think.
I think, yeah, and it's not.
And then when you find there's only weed on the other side, you're like,
as it is. Anyway, that boils down to something else, though, in my opinion. You also have to know your limitations, man. You have to understand your weaknesses. You have to know your limitations, which means that, you know, I mean, if you know, going back to what this gentleman just said before, if you and your lady, you know what I mean, are going through problems and you haven't, you know what I mean, had intercourse with her for a very long period, you're a very attractive female friend who looks like Sanaa Lathan wants to come by and console you.
Yeah, and console you and make you feel good.
Exactly, and make you feel better. Like, oh, nah, like, come on, man.
Like,
come on,
and
you,
then
there ain't
also,
enough discipline in the world. Your male instincts are going to take
she's
over.
She's looking good. She's looking
that's
good.
Not just male instincts. Those are female instincts.
I have a question now.
She's looking good, or he's looking good, and he acts right. And at that point, that's what you say. Acts right.
Wait, I got a question, y'all. Emma.
Yeah.
Emma.
Yeah.
You said, you know, you have a best friend. He knows the family and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a man comes into your life and he finds that, you know what I'm saying, you have this best friend that knows everything about you. He knows the family. You chill with his family, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you find that he's bothered by it. You know, you say you know, men come and go and...
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that. But at the same level, from his perspective, it will be a situation where he's like, I want to be that. I want to be, you know, the best friend to the family. I want to be the people that everybody knows. You know what I'm saying? Wouldn't that put a strain, or not a strain, but
let me answer that.
Well,
when I started my last relationship that lasted 5 years, my best friend was in my life already. And I introduced my then, you know, man to my best friend, and I explained to him the situation. Before I started with my ex, that's my ex now, I explained to him, I got like 100 brothers, first of all. I got with a lot of, you know, males, and my best friend is a male. You know, so if you're going to have a problem with you, let me know from the gate. I'm letting you know right now, this was like the first time him and I met. And he said there was no problem, of course, because there's never a problem when you first meet. Everything is wonderful and roses. But after a while, he started being bothered by the fact that I had a male best friend. But I never hid anything. I always invited him. When me and my best friend were going, you know, I do events. Like, I'm in the industry, so I do a lot of things. So I always invited him, come with me, you know, do this with me, you know, because this is what my male best friend does. So if you want to take his place, then you have to then substitute what he's doing. So if you're not willing to put your part, guess what? Then you remain my man, and he remains my best friend. And 5 years lasted. My best friend was there in the beginning. He's no longer here. Guess what? My best friend is still here. So, you know, it's class in point. It's just what I say. You know, guys come and go, whatever. But, you know, if you want to really be a woman's best friend, there's a lot of things that you need to do. And not all men are willing to do that. You know, now when you're willing to commit and do that work, then guess what? Then it'll probably be a different story. Because then I'll be more attached to my man and doing things with my man if he did things with me. And then, you know, and I could sit down and talk to him. Like, picture me sitting there telling my ex-man, so I was with this guy, right? I had just met him, and we went to this hotel and whatever. After that conversation, how do you think my man is going to treat me or act with me? Or if he has an opportunity to play me, I was like, wow, I remember when she told me she did this with this dude, fuck it, I'm going to do this with this girl because she told me whatever. You know what I'm saying? It just kind of, you have to have the right person to have that relation, that best friend relationship with. And just because he's your man doesn't mean he's qualified to be your best friend. And that's just my opinion.
But hold those thoughts. We're going to go into a quick song and commercial, and we're going to come back. And you guys can share your wonderful ideas and points. This one is called Less Coded by Sound Disorder. Hey, you want to be a writer, a roller? Hey, log on, check the song out, Sound Disorder. We'll come back.
Sometimes confusion is what keeps us close. You and me, we fusing just to lose our hope. What we have to stand by before the truth is spoke. Sometimes we hold on to the things we love the most. Even at its hardest, its darkest, we carry on. Join us the farthest, to be honest, what we have is strong. Transcends love, a friend, and everything between. Even though it ended, I pretended that you didn't mean much to me, but to me we could be in place. If I could, if I would, have just a little faith and stop breaking and taking a piece of your soul and heart, holding part of your mind, I'm sure. Sorry that I managed to take you for granted. The hordes of women does not make what a man is, cause they'll never do what you do, how you do, how you do. What we have is worth fighting for, always new. You my rider, I'm your roller. You make the world seem just a little less colder. You feel than weak, then just grab my shoulder. You feel alone, then just grab me closer. And you my rider, and I'm your roller. And you make the world seem just a little less colder. You feel than weak, then just grab my shoulder. And I'll make the world seem just a little less colder. When you give love, then you receive it. I apologize for the cold treatment. I should have tried to just treat you decent. At least it means I'd be just what you needed. The one you cherished and gave your affection for. One who kept you but left you neglected too. Busy racing and chasing what tempts me to. Busy wasting and tasting what's empty. And not a single day goes on, I don't realize you're gone. Trying to accept it all, the baby lost in all. The complexness, the hard-headed X's, the hexes. In my eyes I see your reflection. You're holding our daughter. The memories get harder and hope it feels farther. But maybe I'll get smarter. You will see all this, the forces, remorses. And all you really wanted was the very best for us. Cause you my rider, I'm your roller. The world seems just a little less colder. You feel than weak, then just grab my shoulder. You feel alone, then just grab me closer. And you my rider, and I'm your roller. And you make the world seem just a little less colder. You feel than weak, then just grab my shoulder. And I'll make the world seem just a little less colder.
And when I'm in the DMV, I always show love to my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online. You just officially got stamped.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the Sea Queens and Wingerman. We're live in the building, the panel. Lord have mercy. I swear this question, this whole conversation got heated, man. Y'all need to log on. Y'all don't know what y'all missing. 347-826-7722. Call in with your opinion. You already know what it is. And that was Les Coda that we were playing. That was Silent Disorder right there. You know, every girl wants to be that man's rider. You know, his down chick. You already know what it is. Hey, friends with benefits, never know what it is. Hey, but you know what? That was here on DeBlanco, one third of Silent Disorder, right there with his wonderful vocal. You know what I'm saying? Yes,
come, Lush Consulting guys from the Twitter is twittering that Renesse and Heron are covering the bases nicely.
That's
what the consulting guy says.
Lush, Lushy, I want to know why you got the After Hours voice on.
I know.
You got the After Hours voice. This is
got into relationship discussion. All of a sudden, she started. You know,
CG's on the line, man. We ain't even here for CG.
He's clean.
What you think, CG?
CG.
Thank you so much for saying that, because I'm on here wondering, y'all. I'm like, what's going on with Lush? So why is she talking like this?
She got a bottle of wine. That's what it was. Lush over there getting nice. She just stopped, girl.
CG, tell us what you think about the situation.
I mean, I have a platonic friend. We've been friends since seventh grade. I don't even know how old I was in seventh grade, but
is he gay? No, I'm kidding.
No, he's not.
Wow, why he got to be?
Well, no, he's not gay because last year, maybe about 2 years ago, he told me he was in love with me, and it kind of changed our friendship, and we've never been the same since.
He said he was what?
Mm-hmm. What?
In love with her. In love with her.
And that changed the friendship?
It changed the friendship because we were very, very close. You got to understand everything about me. He was the one person that I shared that information with. And I started noticing he started becoming what I used to say I wanted in a man. So everything that I said I wanted a man to do or I wanted a man to act, he started acting or being that. But I still looked at him as a friend. It was nothing more to me. And I started looking at him like my brother. And then when he told me, he was so nervous when he told me. And, I mean, I didn't want the friendship to change at all because, like, out of everybody, like, I truly, genuinely, the love that I have for him was so strong. And I did not want anything to come in the way of that. And plus, I just didn't look at him in that way.
I just got to ask another question. All the women who have male best friends are, just be very honest, do your male best friends know you better than the men you're in relationships with? And do you trust your male best friends more than the men that you're in relationships with?
Yes.
And you don't see a problem with that? You don't see an issue with that?
My male best friend can spot the type of guy that I like. Like, if we're in a place, he'd be like, yo, M, that dude, right? And I'd be like, wow. Like, he hits it on the head. Like, I don't even have to look. Like, I'll start acting a certain way. Like, I'll be talking, he'd be like, do not start acting. Is that one? Which one? The one with the red cap? Like, which one are you looking at? You know, like, he can already tell. Like, he already knows my preference and what I like. That's how well my best friend knows me. Like, he'll let me know, like, oh, who you talking to, this dude or whatever? He already knows. And I don't even know how, because I think that I'm acting different. I think I'm acting the same. But that's how well he knows me. He can tell. Like, you know, or let's say I'm talking to a guy and I'm like, oh, you know, I'm dating this dude. He'll look at me and be like, you're not going to last too long. That's not even your type of guy. And sure enough, he hits it right on the head. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Sometimes I hate him. I'm like, you know what? Why are you hating and all that? But it's not. It's just he really knows me. And sometimes I just want to lie to myself, but he's there to tell me the truth. Like, so.
I got a question.
You have any? Devin.
Is your best friend a good shopper? Can he shop with you and pick out clothes?
My best friend can't. He can't shop.
No, he doesn't like. Yeah, my best friend don't like to shop.
I got a question. I got a question for the ladies. Now, do you think it would be cool if, you know, your man had a female best friend who knew him better than you do?
Oh, no, but can I explain something?
Go ahead.
Please explain that. With
my male best friend, now the reason he knows more about me than the men that I've been involved with is because he can handle more. The men that I've been involved with, they seem to get emotional, and it makes me sick. They can't take everything that you can. Just say like a female friend. I can tell my friend some things.
Need a different pool of men.
More than I can tell the person that I'm involved in a relationship. Now, as far as my man having a female best friend, it's completely different. And I'm going to tell you why it's completely different, okay? Because it is, and it's just because, and it's not going down. And if I find out about it,
go ahead, TV.
And that's female answer.
It just is, huh?
Wait, Renacy, let her finish. Renacy, let her finish, because then I'm going in. Go ahead, CG, finish.
I'm next. Women are different. A man cannot, okay, if my man is so-called best friends with another woman, the man's mentality is and under no circumstances in my mind do I think that he hasn't thought about it with this woman, okay, at one point or another. And if she gets in,
she's attractive.
Yeah, if she's attractive, if she gives in, then some point or another is going down.
That's her right now, CG.
And I was going to say, because female friends could do the same thing. Female friends could say, okay, wait.
I'm next. I'm next after CG. Hold on. I'm next after CG.
Oh,
We're going in.
Come on.
Okay. It's happened to me twice. For instance, the ex that I had, right? When I met him, he didn't have not one female friend. Like, his thing was just hanging out with the guys. He didn't believe that he can have friends that were females, whatever, blah, 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 blah. He told me, nah, because if I'm dealing with a chick, it's because I'm dealing with her, you know, I don't do that friendship stuff. All right. After he said it was cool about me having a male best friend and all that, all of a sudden, you know, a year later, one day out of the blue, he tells me, well, you know what? I have a girl best friend. I'm like, hold on. I'm like, you have a girl best friend? Since when? Because we've been together already a year, and I don't know you. You know, from day one, you knew who my best friend was. I introduced you to him. You knew about him. It wasn't in a sneak attack. It was like, you knew. I've been with you a year, and you want to tell me a year later that all of a sudden. Because to have a woman best friend, I mean, you must have been seeing this girl eventually, talking to her. You had to build a relationship for her to be your best friend. So, and you did that in the sneak. See, my best friend wasn't in the sneak. You knew about him.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference. So I entertained it. I said, okay, no problem. I have a male best friend. You have no problem. Invite her over. I want to meet her. I would like to know who she is, and I'd like to get to know her as well. And I don't think there's a problem with that because he knows my best friend. I'm not hiding anything. Now, if you have a best friend, why can I meet her? Why is there a problem that I would meet her? There was a problem. He didn't want me to meet her.
What?
Now, you know what? I can't meet her. There is a problem. You ain't having no damn best friend. It's a wrap.
What?
You know, it's either you stay with your male best friend. The fact that, first of all,
because he's doing it in the park.
The fact
he's doing it at the park.
Shut up. The fact that you have to build, to have a best friend, it has to be, you know, over something that you've been, meaning you have been talking on the phone or you have been hanging out or whatever, and in no time you ever told me. In no time you ever told me, though. And why you can't tell me, though. I'm just saying why you can't share that with me. Then when you're doing that, that's like secrecy. That's some other stuff. That's not, because if you have, I'm happy to introduce my best friend to anybody. I'm not.
And you can.
I don't tie them under that.
And after a year, though, like, was it a year? Were they friends for over a year?
Exactly. I don't know. See, this is what I'm saying. But now he didn't want to get into that topic. He didn't want me to meet her. That it wasn't that important. He just wanted me to know that I have a best friend. So what is that? That's like a tit for tat. That's like a tit for tat. That's not really that you generally have a best friend. Because if you did, I would accept that. And like I said, I even entertained it. I said, all right, you know, I would like to meet her and stuff like that. I
you
never met her.
Trying to set her up, man. Trying to corner her in her apartment.
For what? I wish, man, listen, I wish she still would have been around. She could have took him away from me a long time ago. I would have wasted all these years that I wasted. I mean, really.
Wow.
Shoot, sometimes it works out just fine.
I personally think
I personally think that if you're in a relationship, you know, that best friend shit should fall back. I think that, you know, in a relationship, you want to be able to concentrate on that and not really, you know, share your time with somebody else on that level. Like, you know, sure, we can still be cool. We can, you know, we can still talk.
Yeah,
or whatever,
I email every, like, 6 months, a phone call every here and there. And
I don't think that it should be, like, that tight once you're involved because, you know, if you want to be happy, then I think you need to concentrate your time fully on that person. You know what I'm saying? And even and try
so
to.
So then, what kind of friend? But that sounds like some real, like, high school flat leaving stuff. Like, you're my best friend today.
It's
I
not.
Met somebody else. So, you know what? I don't
no,
want to
no,
talk
no.
to you anymore. Like,
absolutely
your friendship.
Not,
you know what I'm saying?
It's
a friendship
not high
should be.
At all.
Your friendship. Your friendship should be your
friend
regardless.
Would you sacrifice your relationship with the person you were in with for your friend?
I don't think that you should. You should. I don't think that you should sacrifice anyone for another. I don't think so.
Depends.
I think that something needs to be put on hold. Not saying you can't be my friend no more. Not that at all. Because at the end of the day, like you said, my best friend knows everything about me. They've been through everything with me. You don't want to get that person, especially nowadays. You can't even make a friend, a true friend. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is there's certain things that you got to cut out. You know, we can't chill like we used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We can still talk and confide in one another and catch up. Yeah. But not dead the person. I'm not saying dead the person. It's not high school at all. If anything, you're trying to be, you know what I'm saying, committed to that person, you know, not share so much of your time. You're already busy with work. You're already busy with family and doing responsibilities. You got to share your time with another man, another woman. When you could be sharing that time with your man or with your girl, like, you can still have your best friend, but there's just certain things that to stop, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I feel like, honestly, when you're with somebody, I don't speak to any of my friends on a regular basis. I mean, we speak in passing and we speak here and there, but as you grow up, I don't sit on the phone with my friends like I used to when I was younger. That goes for anybody. I don't cut them off as soon as I get into a relationship, but you have to have the respect that you would want somebody to give you, you know, and especially with the friend being the opposite sex, platonic. You know, yeah, that goes, you know, everybody understands it, but at the same time, we all know that there's a line, a thin line that it's easy
to
cross.
Yeah, you're not sitting up on the phone with them, like.
Yeah, I ain't going to sit on busting the phone, kicking my feet up while I'm in front of you, so you definitely know there's different steps that you have to take in that friendship and with that friendship when you're in a relationship with somebody else. Wait,
imagine me kicking my feet up, you know what I'm saying, my man come home, and I'm on the phone with my male best friend, and he hasn't done nothing.
You know how to, it's all about compromise, you know?
Quick question. I don't think the question has really been answered. I mean, asks a question. He basically asks, how would you feel if your man's female friend knew him better than you did?
I want to elaborate on what I was saying, because, like, I've dealt with females, right, in this situation. I've had a female friend, and then I've had a girl, right? And then, you know, I've had my girl tell me that my female friend likes me, and I say, nah. We just friends.
Yeah.
We've been friends before. Way
yeah,
you
right,
she like,
yeah,
and,
right.
I, and I say, what's your proof? And no,
yeah,
she tells
right.
me,
that's doing it
I've
anyway.
Had women say, I know women. Because I know women. That's
no, there is an intuition that we have.
Men have it too.
Your draws. We know if another woman wants to get in your draws. You can tell by the physical actions.
Would you stop to after our voices here?
I
don't know what's wrong with us today. He's at the lounge.
No, but she brought up a good point, though.
No,
I mean,
I'm saying, if you have a friend that's been in your life for years,
and then all of a sudden you get in a new relationship, there are going to be a lot of things about you that this friend knows that your new person doesn't
That's
know.
Real.
And you're not going to spend a whole day going back and recapping and trying to figure out everything that this person knows about you to make it even with this person. There's going to be some things you share in your relationship, and there's going to be other things you share in your platonic friendship. There's no matching it. They're two different types of relationships. So your friend is going to know certain things about you different than your lady will, and vice versa. You know?
Right.
And there's no solving it. There's just no solving it.
I don't know. I guess it varies from situation to situation.
Yeah,
Hey, yo, we got another call on the line.
You got somebody that's been friends for 10, 15 years, and you know the deal? Yo, totally cool with that, not a problem. But don't tell me that y'all been best friends for like a year, 2 years.
Y'all just met, and I just found out about it.
Because they're lying.
I'm the best friend now.
Because they're lying.
I'm not, I don't play that.
There's a caller, bring in the caller.
What's up, caller?
Yeah. Let me tell you, this is Rick from L.A. again.
Oh, hi, Rick.
Can't get a name.
What's happening? Long time, no talk to you.
Isn't it, Rick?
Yeah. Now, let me tell you. Now, that question that was asked is an interesting question, but a lot of that goes to that friend and how that friend understands that you are in that relationship. Now, if that friend steps back and says they're not going to be your friend because you've stepped aside or you're not spending as much time with them as you did when they were single, then that is not a friend, because that friend should understand that, okay, this person is in a relationship now. So the time is not going to be the same.
What matters more?
Not going to be the same.
Happiness or your best friend? Somebody that you can call on, your heart, like your happiness. Somebody
well, that best friend should have your
there.
True happiness. That best friend should have your true happiness in their best. That should be their main concern as a friend, to want their friend to be happy.
And
if that friend has somebody, they have created
a
relationship.
Give space. Give space.
Yeah, they
give
have
them some space. Open it up.
Yeah, but if your friend
makes
it
your best
friend.
Is it wrong for you to spend more time with your best friend than your significant other? Answer that question.
Definitely.
Your face.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. Definitely. Absolutely. Man, without a doubt.
That is a setup for bad weather right there, man. You're causing a problem for yourself.
I'm going to tell you, if you do that, you might as well get that relationship with that best friend, because if you got one, ain't going to be flowing.
Yeah.
I don't agree. It depends
on your work environment. Like Emma, you said,
right.
You work closely with your best friend. Like, it all depends on the work environment.
Right.
I mean, all of us are involved in the industry, and
How I get my money, you know, it involves my best friend, like what I do for a living and stuff like that. So, of course, I spend more time in what I do for a living. So, naturally, I'm going to spend more time with him. And that has nothing to do with just him per se, just because we're involved in the same industry.
One thing is work.
Yeah,
and one thing is your spare time. It's different as far as with your work. I don't care if you're a stripper sliding down a pole. That's work.
So I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I don't need a best friend for that if I was doing that.
When you are away from work, where do you spend your time?
I spend my time. But you know what? I'm a workaholic, so I'm always working. That's like,
well,
even
hey,
when I'm at
you're
home.
A workaholic.
I'm
It doesn't. It's not an amount of time, but when you do have your spare time, who
do you
spend it with?
Yeah, in between my children.
At the time,
it was in between my children and my man. At the time, I've been single for a year, so I don't have to.
I have a question. Can a best friend contribute to a relationship?
Okay, so this is another question, right? If you get into a fight with your significant other, is it cool for you to immediately every time run to your best friend?
No, I don't think it's cool. I like have to, the majority of problems I had with my man, my best friend didn't know until after that relationship was over. And then I told him about it, and he would be like, "Wow, why you never told me?" Because I think those things really should be kept between the relationship. As long as you guys are still together. As long as you still are together, I don't think you should be going and spreading your business and all that while you're in that relationship. Now, afterwards, it's all fair game when it's over. Yeah. But while you're in the relationship, no, I think that should be kept within that realm.
Ask the question, which one is more valuable? Is the friend more valuable? Or is the significant other more valuable? One could do both, but one can only do one. The friend can't be your lover and your friend, but your lover could be your friend and your lover.
Exactly.
Wow. That was so deep, dog.
I was hoping somebody would actually say that.
You're so
deep, and that's actually what that person is supposed to be.
Somebody would have got to that point, man.
Yeah, that's what that person is supposed to be. Your lover is supposed to be your
friend.
If you have problems, you have a friend.
Wait a minute, y'all. Not nobody else.
Now, if you have problems with that lover, you step back, calm down, and you work it out with that lover. Then you might describe how the incident was to once you dealt with it with that person you're with.
Right.
Then you might sit and talk about it afterwards.
Right,
you know,
I agree. I agree with you on that.
Best friend, boy, we went through this and this, but we worked it out. You know, that might be cool.
Ask for an opinion, or maybe, from an inside, from a man's point of view, you know, like, would you do this, or what do you think, think about, or what do you, about a certain topic?
If you talk to another man.
I'll tell you something. A man has never liked when he had a problem with his woman and she ran to her best friend, male or female.
Right.
Okay. I second that.
Man, anyway, it's not male or female, period. Run into somebody else. Deal with me.
Straight up.
Right.
We work this out because they're not in this relationship, and if they are, there is a problem.
Is it wrong for you to fantasize about your best friend? Is it wrong for you to fantasize about your best friend?
Oh, man.
Yes.
Let me tell you something.
That is wrong. That is very wrong. Yes.
Well,
you can't help it sometimes.
If being taken care of at home.
That's taboo. That's like me fantasizing about my brother. That's taboo. That's like me fantasizing about
my
brother.
What about my question, man? Is my question baloney?
Reality, those thoughts do come, but it goes back to that statement of having constraint, being
discipline.
Able to control yourself, discipline, hold yourself back.
Can a
back.
Best friend contribute to
only
a failed relationship?
Can
your best friend contribute to a failed relationship, your failed relationship?
They can. It probably can, but it still, I think that still will be your fault, though. You have to allow that to happen. Like, how is your best friend going to get into a relationship if you didn't make that happen? It still goes back to your fault. I don't think the best friend is the best friend's fault.
You need to be friends before being lovers.
Right, friends first and then lovers.
If that is not established, that it leaves all kind of openings for everything else to
cause
a failure in that relationship. Because
right.
You're together for reasons that do not create that bond.
Thank you.
Hold on, I want to hear from one of our queens. CG. CG, what's your opinion on that one?
I'm hanging up. No. I think
I'll hang out, sweetheart.
hanging up. I have a headache. I feel like if you give your friends too much power and you give them too much say in a relationship, then yes, they can definitely contribute. If you tell your friend everything that goes on, I had, when I was younger, mind it. Now, once you should know better by now, but I used to tell my best friend every time something happened. And after a while, when I would forgive, he would use it against me, you know, because that my man was in the spot that he wanted to be in, you know. So if you give them too much power and give them too much insight, I don't share none of my business really now.
I'm going to tell you something.
I like you.
A lot of times women share too much information with their best friends. And then they sit and wonder why they man done ended up on that night when she was gone taking care of some business. That friend came by to see, oh, is she home? No, she's not here. Well, I'll just wait. And things end up happening. And she wonders why, because she done gave such a descriptive
statement about how this man is
and all the good things about this man that woman said, well, dang, if this man is all that, man, I'd like to at least know how that is.
What if your best friend
mine ain't doing it over here. It's just for the sake of saying I got a relationship, but this man is the one. You done described him as Adonis, okay? So what woman out there is not going to have a desire for Adonis in her life? And if you describe too much, you done gave a, you done just set a red carpet right there.
Wait,
she going to do everything she can do, even if she sits and says, girl, he ain't all that. You know what? You need to let him go. Tell you to get let him go, and then she slide her way up in there.
That's what it's all about, is to set up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because, see, the whole key is you got to understand the tool. The strongest tool of a Mac is to observe and listen. Whether it's male or female. And when that Mac observes and sees what your man or woman doesn't do for you, they come in presenting all of those things.
It's so true.
Okay? And when they present all of those things, you've just seen heaven on earth.
Man, a player just spilled his words. Go ahead and preach, please.
Is that real?
I just got one question to ask for the ladies. Is your male friend, because you really want him as your friend, or you're afraid to lose the friendship if you actually get into a relationship with this person?
Oh, he's just a friend.
He's just a friend.
Yeah, he's just a friend.
Oh, baby, you.
He'll be coming to my wedding.
Right, yeah. Okay. I'll be going to his wedding. And I'll be baptizing his daughter.
To further
really
that question
though,
that he
when
said.
You have a female friend or a male friend, it's like, it's the balance, the male and the female. It can be, like, it's a good relationship because you guys, you know, you guys have those different views. And, you know, being a woman, like, I have male friends. Like, I don't have, like, I have my best friend, female friends, and, like, my sisters. And other than that, it's, like, male friends. But, you know, not in, like, spend all this time together. It's like texting. You know what I'm saying?
I have a question. I have a question. Now, to the ladies. A lot of ladies make the statement that I have more male friends than female friends because women are conniving. And a lot of women out there that say that, and they live that way.
Do you realize you're talking to the street queen?
It just
all depends. If you're going to have a female friend, you guys really have to be compatible because females, we are catty. We're like, you know, you and your best friends, you guys are just alike. You know you are who you hang with. So it's like if you don't find someone who's just like you, she's not going to be my girl. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah.
It could come to your man.
It's
crazy.
I realize that
we've seen the talk shows and everything else full of people talking about she slept with my man. You hear it on the radio. You hear it everywhere with those things or she ended up or he ended up sleeping with my sister or, you know, you hear those things. And when you sit back, how do those things happen?
You invited them.
Yeah, advertising.
Those are just females that just really don't have that like respect. Like you don't do stuff like that.
But I don't know why everybody would like to blame the females.
You know, a lot of times people are saying, you know, you don't do anything like that, and then they sit and say, well, if I do it this way, nobody will find out. That's the thing that ends up, and what's done in the dark ends up coming to the light.
It all depends. It all depends on each separate woman, you know, and their morals and how they were raised and stuff like that. Because I've been in situations where both my girlfriend and her husband, you know, have invited me to go to bed with them, and not just the man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
but that's not how I get down. You know, am I gonna stop being their friend? No, but I'm gonna explain to them my morals and what I believe in and what, you know, what I stand firm in. That's not the things that I do. You know, I mean, she's still my friend and all that, but I don't do those type of things. You know, I've had a husband come on to me, my girlfriend's husband or whatever. Do I sneak off? No. Because if she's my friend, why would I do that to her? Like, why would I get off on doing that? I think the one that
you tell her.
Well,
you tell her?
I think it boils down.
I have.
You have told her that her husband tried to approach you?
Yeah, I have. And I've lost a couple of friendships over there. That's why I have more male friends than females, because I try to be truthful. And, you know, not all of them can take it. They go back to the man. And be like, oh, Emma told me that you try to sleep with. Is that true? Of course, the man's going to deny it, and guess what? I become the liar. You know, and I try to be a good friend to tell her, but, because he's sleeping while he's laying the pipe down right, she's going to go for whatever he says. So, you know what I mean? So that's what happens.
I tend to get along with females who grew up with men, like, if you're a certain type of female, you know, that the catty type of woman, I can't get along with you. I find that women that grew up with men are a little, they're different. Like, you can get along with them a little easier. I don't know if it makes any difference, but I realize in my life it does. You know,
is this
like
a certain level of
respect? Now, a bunch of men.
Now,
you know what I'm saying?
Now, let me ask you something. Let me share something with you. Now, me, I work in the industry, okay? I have a group of sisters, and I personally think that they have a sibling rivalry going on. Now, there's one of the sisters that is my girlfriend, but the others are doing everything in the world to try to work their way in. And these are sisters.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
And that's some personal deep stuff that goes on. I don't know what happened in their past before I knew them, but these things happen, and a lot of it happens from something that has nothing to do with that single person in the situation.
Right.
You know?
Mm.
I mean, to the point of where I have to literally alienate myself from even dealing with them unless they're with, you know, my girlfriend.
See, to me, it's actually when a man has somebody, and like, let's say, you know, it's evident, you know that he's your girlfriend's husband or whatever. He knows that you're her friend and all that, and he comes on to you. To me, I think that's disgusting for the simple fact that I'm just going to look at you like, you do it with me, you do it with that one. So I like to have a choice man in my life. Like, he has to be a king. He has to be a choice dude. For you to do that action, you're not a choice man. You're just everybody's man, whoever will have you. So that actually is like a disgust to me, and that's not a turn on for me personally. You know what I mean? For me personally, that's not a turn on. I actually get disgusted over that.
He is lost. Like, that's sad.
I get disgusted over that. Like, you're going to come on me. You know that that's my friend and all that. Like, how dare you? You nasty. You nasty because you do it to me, you do it to anybody that's willing to lay there with you. You know what I mean? Like, you nasty. You're not a choice, man. You're not a choice, man.
Either.
Like, come on.
Because I think Miss Susie is on the line. I think she's in. On there. Is that you, Miss Susie?
Yes, I was just trying. Hello, everybody.
Miss Susie.
I was just
I was just trying to say, if I have best friend, and mostly my best friend are men, and you know the reason why I pick men is because, you know, they're easy to talk with, they're easy to get along with, you get the most attraction when you're out with them, you know, you just have a good time, you know. But when it comes to female, is, you know, sometimes they just be so catty. You know, what you got on, well, you know, where you get that, and they seem to like to embarrass you at the wrong time. You know, female can do all kinds of things to you. And I don't believe in having a close girlfriend. I believe in having a close male friend. And I don't bring no females around my man. That's my man. You don't need to know nothing about him. You don't even need to know what he looked like. Mm. You know, as far as what you're concerned, I don't have a man. That's the way I do females, because females pick things to say to you about your man and how to get into the house and where you're going. It's none of their business. Mm. Me and my mate are friends, and then we become lovers and we do what we want. You know, what's on the outside is on the outside. If I gain a friend on the outside, whether it's a male or a female, it has nothing to do with my man. Because a lot of times women overlook, the man come after you, but, hey, he's the one who can make that stop if he don't want it. He don't come after no woman unless he want it, regardless if it's your best friend or not. Okay, and then if I had a best friend, a man is coming after me, I don't want her anymore as my best friend. You have to understand your husband is looking for trouble, and he can't have it with me. Mm. So the friendship have to either just go another way, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I cannot be your friend, and your husband is on my tail. I can't do that. I'm not gonna stop myself because he's on my tail. You have to know that we cannot be along with each other. You're going to have to go your way, and I'm going to have to go my way. Because I'm not going to deal with nobody else's husband.
But, you know, I think that to generalize, like, females, you know, females are catty. I happen to know a lot of cool females that are not catty. You know, so I can't say females are catty.
And it's a lot of
that's my opinion. I'm not saying they're all that way. That's my opinion. Each one of us has their own opinion. And we all meet up with different people each day. And who you might say is not catty, I might say is catty from the head to the toe. That's how other people think. But, no, my best of things is men. I love to be around a man, period.
Mm-hmm. But with me, from my experience, I have more female friends than male friends because there's some things that men can't understand about you. You can talk to your friend because they understand. They've gone through some of the things you've gone through. You know, and a man, of course, you can share certain things. You can get a different perspective, and they can give you their outlook on whatever you're going through. But at the same time, the reaction that you want, sometimes you don't get from a man. You get your heart broken. They think you're supposed to suck it up and move on. Sometimes
Not all men.
Sometimes you need to vent. And a lot of the times, and I don't know everybody's situation on the phone who's saying it. From my experience, the people that I've been around who say, I only hang with men because women are catty, have, from my experience, the ones that I've seen, been the catty ones.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have six sisters. I don't need no other women on the outside. I got six sisters to talk to. You know, so that's the reason why I can say that. You come up with six sisters, you'd be glad to be around a lot of men.
I have four sisters, and they're my friends, too, but I still manage to have female friends, too, and I don't have that problem, really. I can't see myself hanging around with a bunch of men because men can't really understand everything that I'm going through. I do have male friends, but I've never been somewhere to say that I only want to hang with men because women are catty, because I really don't see more or less catty women than the catty ones.
Exactly. Well,
what are you saying?
Like, you don't
want
to keep your male friends close to you. You're going to keep your female friends close to you.
Exactly.
Your male friends are always supposed to be at a distance, you know?
Yeah. Well, like they say, I like my male friends.
I think it depends on the situation.
I really do. I have some females, but they're not that close to me, really.
I think it's all in context, man. I guess you got to put it all in context, really. You know what I mean?
I guess it depends on the situation. But you know what?
Women can give good feedback, too, depending on the scenario. You know what I mean?
But you know what? On that note, we got to go to a quick commercial because we only got 6 minutes left on the line. And we got to go ahead and do the new. But you call us to stay on the line and tell us what your new is. And when we come back from the commercial, we're going to talk about what that new is, actually. So we're going to go to a commercial. And when we come back, we'll talk more.
every Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. TriplePlatinumUnderground.com. Get down with the underground.
Crap.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com, man. It's nothing. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it.
TriplePlatinumUnderground.com.
TriplePlatinumUnderground.com.
Every Friday at 11 p.m.
and every Sunday at 10 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
To call into the station, dial 646-716-6607. Once again, that number is 646-716-6607.
Get down with the underground.
You know, the last few queens are moving, the panel list, and the panel men are kings and queens live in the building. And we're talking about friends. What if you want more than just being a friend, or can you have monogamous friends, or what happens if you have sex? Can you continue to be friends? That was the question today. We're about to go into our segment in these last couple of minutes and tell us what the new is. We have some celebrity birthdays. May the 28th is Chubb Walk's big day, and May the 16th is Special Ed's birthday, and May 19th is my daughter's birthday. But we're going to go back to the phone line, and we're going to talk about that new new. Also, check out www.mzsuzzie.com and get your spiritual reading. Also, check out streetqueensofmovement.ning.com. Also, check out E2KMagazineOnline.com. And make sure you check out indisorderwetrust.blogspot.com, lushradioonline.com, and we're going to the phone lines. We have
musicmediatelevision.com.
It's Elise Sabri. And streetsonline.com. Also, go ahead and check out influencemagazine.com. We're live in the building. We're bringing all the callers back. And this segment of the show, you know, because we got real heated. This segment of the show is called The New New. We got 2 minutes left on the line before we do our closing remarks. Felicia, you got some new new to tell the people?
New new? Mm-hmm. New new. Well, for me, I guess I can talk about new new with me. Plymouth Rock Studios, Hollywood East. They broke ground, so for y'all who's listening in, there's going to be a $500 million studio, 14 soundstage studio built in Massachusetts, where massive production is going to go on out here. So that's new for New England. That's real, real big. And me being an aspiring actress right here in Boston, sky's the limit. I'm really, really happy about it, and I just want the people in New England, if you're listening, to be aware. Be aware and hit me up on musicmaniatelevision.com or sabriaf@gmail.com for more information on Plymouth Rock Studios, Hollywood East.
That's what it is. Renesy, do you got any new news for us?
Wow. Well, the new news is it was a very enlightening conversation. You know, I'm going to incorporate a lot of what, you know what I mean, this conversation into my life. See how it enhances my next relationship.
That's good to know. I'm glad you got something from this conversation, sir. Emma, do you have any new news for us?
Yeah, actually, I have two new news. One of them is this Sunday, May 17th, we're having our first Blessing Bike Bikini Car Wash in the Bronx.
Ooh.
It's wow. Key Thing, E2K, and the Heavy Hitters. We got DJ Camelo and Chet Smooth spinning. It's called a Club Car Wash, and it's on Bruckner Boulevard between 156th and Leggett Avenue. We have over 20-plus females that will be out there actually washing bikes and cars and all that. So
nice.
We welcome everybody.
Am I supposed to wear my bikini and boots?
Yeah, we welcome everybody to come out as they please. You know, we got even female comedians that will be out there. Cindy Sugarbush, she's coming out to do a skit. It's going to be nice. And then we have an after party, which is going to be in Bada Bings for that event. I also want to blast out for my friend Erica Roman that passed away May 1st out in Florida over a tragic accident. The NASA officially called, and they called into Power 953 FM, which he was a radio personality there, and they put the sticker on the camera that they actually put up in space. They put a sticker of her on the actual camera that's going to be up in space in the next 7 years. So that's big. And I just want to shout out Erica's family, Erica Roman, everybody that knew her, that we loved her. You know, from E2K Magazine, Street Queens, Fever Records, and everybody that had a chance to definitely know her and meet her. She was a beautiful person. And those are my two nunus.
Oh. Well, rest in peace, Erica, for real. That's what it is. Heron, you got a nunu for us? Hello? Heron, do you have a nunu for us? Heron DeMarco. Okay, caller from the 646. Caller from 646-353. Do you have a nunu for us?
No.
Caller from 646-353. You got a nunu for us? Something new in your life? Some new events? Anything? What's up? Okay. All right. Lissette, do you have a nunu for us?
Hell yeah. I got a new car, y'all. Stop playing.
That
was my reward for passing this freaking boot camp. 9-week training at my new job.
Wow. Congratulations.
A nice sign. I'm very happy, man. I got wings now, y'all.
You good, go girl.
Congratulations.
I'll be washing my own car in my own bikini on Sunday. Stop playing.
I come through on Sunday for real. And wash it up.
I'll be washing my car all day.
You say that's going to be in Brooklyn?
In the Bronx.
In the Bronx.
Come check out the bikini.
It's in the Bronx. Between Bruckner. It's on Bruckner between 156th and Leggett Avenue. Leggett.
That's what's up.
It's going to be pumping. Tour.
Zizi, you got a nunu for us?
Yeah, wait, Heron is on the phone?
Yeah, well, he's gone now. That's another Heron. That one's Heron DeMarco. The other one is Charles Heron. Go ahead.
I got a Santana interview coming up tomorrow.
Wow.
I got that Drake interview coming up, so that'll be good.
Oh, no, you don't.
You know you got to hook me up now. Stop faking.
I've been stalking his people, right? who else? Check out the cover of Block Dams. I got that. That's the issue that's out now. And I have the August cover of Influence Magazine, so check that out. And cross your fingers, right, because remember I told you guys I had in the works for me freelancing with This Is 50, so check out. I'm going to let y'all know, get y'all updated on that. And I want to say congratulations to my best friend Jasmine. She graduates on Saturday. She's getting her master's.
Congratulations, Jasmine.
Dope. Yeah, now her master's doctorate. I'm sorry, yeah. So congratulations, Jasmine. I'm so proud of you. And that's it.
Wow, that's what's up. Go ahead, Dr. Jasmine. Shout out to Jazzy. Go ahead, girl.
Oh. What about your new Lush?
No, because I got to ask Miss Susie first, and then I got to tell y'all mine.
Right.
Miss Susie, what's your new Miss Susie?
I don't have any at the time, thank you.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, make sure y'all check out MissSusie.com. Check that out and get your spiritual reading. And my Nunu is basically, we had our winner, which was Jasmine, at Eleanor Roosevelt High School. She wrote a touching letter, and we presented her with $200 with the help of MissSusie.com, U2K Magazine, Street Queens the Movement, Strictly Vaunt One, Diverse Media Group, Lush Radio Online, and we presented a high school student $200 towards their prom. And it's something that we'll continuously do every year, and, you know, she was deserving of it. You know, she was a young lady that, you know, they were in the shelter in 2007, and, you know, she left from there, and then they had to go through transitional housing and go through all of that, through, you know, doing that at school and, you know, just trying to maintain and go through school with a lot of stress. The mother is a single mother, and, you know, her mother couldn't pay for her 4 years of high college, actually, and she wants to go and pursue cosmetology. And that's her dream and her passion, and she just brought tears to my eyes, and I sent the letter to all the ladies. It will be posted up, and the pictures on streetqueensofmovement.ning.com, so make sure you guys look out for that. And she, I presented it to her today, and also my Nunu is, I might be stepping up my camera game, and also you guys need to check out Bubble Twit. Bubble Twit is a new application to add to your Twitter. So you can put a little video greeting to introduce yourself. So check out bubbletwitter.com. Your girl, what? Lushy Lush. For real.
What? Bubble Twitter? Damn.
Well, go on there.
I got with Twitter.
Yo, you got to get that Bubble Twitter, man. That Bubble Twitter is on point.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Bubble or double? Bubble or double? D or B?
Bubble. And make sure you guys shout out to all my BlackBerry users. I love my BlackBerry.
Yeah.
You already know what it is, man. Twitter.
You already know.
Get your Twitter on. You already know what
iPhone.
It is.
Shout out to all my iPhone users. Yes, we're in another nation womp, of our womp. Own.
Yeah. iPhones that freeze. Shout out to y'all.
Yo, but real talk, we wanna thank all of our listeners, all of our callers, everybody that always calls and support. Each and every Thursday at the same time, same place at 8 o'clock. And our official sponsors, Diverse Media Group, LLC. Make sure you download the toolbar on www.lushradioonline.com and streetqueensofmovement.ning.com. Check out strictlybunt1.com, strictlybunt1.com, wooey.com, consultingguide.net, Miss Susie, M-Z-S-U-Z-Z-I-E. And definitely, and E2KMagazineOnline.com, MusicMania.com, MusicManiaTV.com. Make sure you support everybody in their movement. Hit up their Twitter, because people are trying to get up to 1,000, so stop faking.
Hello, E2K underscore magazine. Hello.
But you know
I'm 349. I'm 349, Lush. I'm 349. I'm getting there. I know I ain't got your numbers, but so what? I'm still
trying. Make sure you support everybody in their movement. Everybody's, you know, definitely doing their thing. God bless all of the people out there that's going through. You know, we have financial crises and different situations going on. But you know what? God might not be there when you want him, but he's always on time. Make sure you keep God first. And Street Queens, the movement is positive. People doing positive things all day, every day, man. And make sure that, you know, it only takes a little bit to do the right thing. And it's harder to do the bad thing. You understand? So make sure you keep God first and keep your head up, man. And you can do anything that you want to do in life if you truly believe it. And respect my digital conglomerate. You already know what it is.
Yeah.
Street Queens, the movement. Check us out. www.streetqueensofmovement.ning.com. Email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. And we out. Peace.
Peace.
Love y'all.
Bye.
That's what it is.
Buenas noches.
Adios.
She never slows down. She doesn't know why, but she knows that when she's all alone, feels like it's all coming down. She won't turn.